Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, June 19th. This is Utah's Morning News, and in for Grant Nielsen for the rest of the week, I'm Brian Martin.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 76 degrees.
A southbound right lane blocked to a crash, blocked due to a crash in Murray. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story this hour is politics on KSL News Radio. House Republicans will be convening on Utah's Capitol Hill a little later this morning to discuss possible impeachment against Attorney General John Swallow.
One top leader is saying a probe is highly likely. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Andrew?
Amanda, House Majority Leader Brad Dee is stopping short of saying a legislative investigation is inevitable, but yes, he is saying one is highly likely. Dee believes a former polling of representatives could come in anywhere from a few days to a couple weeks. It remains unclear when a probe would actually happen. GOP lawmakers will meet in caucus for a three-hour session beginning late this morning. They won't be the only people on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators are expected to protest the alleged corruption at the AG's office. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour, a deepening mystery over a jetliner crash that killed 230 people off the coast of Long Island. This morning, whistleblowers say the FBI covered up the cause of the crash of TWA Flight 800 17 years ago. Jeff Kaplan is live at the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Brian, TWA 800 exploded after takeoff to Paris with pieces of the plane and bodies raining down on the Long Island surf. The NTSB said a gas leak caused the explosion, but ABC's Brian Ross is reporting this morning. Six senior investigators are blowing the whistle.
These former investigators claim the FBI and others covered up what really happened.
That a missile might have been responsible. People on the beach that fateful night saw a streak of light and a burning flash right before the crash, but these whistleblowers say they were put under a gag order. In a new documentary, they charge they were forced to stay quiet. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is covering. President Obama is in Germany for a day-long visit. ABC's Ann Compton reports he is announcing a change in U.S. nuclear weapons policy.
Hours after reviewing German troops at an arrival ceremony, President Obama will announce his intention to cut deployed nuclear weapons by one-third, calling the potential for a surprise nuclear attack exceedingly remote. Officials say his new policy includes orders to the Pentagon to narrow their guidelines for the use of nuclear weapons while still ensuring the U.S. can protect itself and its allies. Ann Compton, ABC News, Berlin.
The al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab claims it is in control of the main United Nations compound in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Fighting continues there with African Union and Somali security forces responding.
In a 228-196 vote, the House of Representatives passed a bill banning abortions beyond 20 weeks. Representative John Fleming of Maryland supports the House decision.
This bill is not just about abortion. This is about pain. It's about torture to that young life.
Representative Barbara Lee of California countered that Republicans have decided to make women's health a battleground as part of their ongoing war on women.
A bipartisan duo of Michigan congressmen is pushing for an end to National Security Agency phone surveillance. Republican Justin Amash and Democrat John Conyers introduced a bill to force the NSA to have a specific target in mind in order to get phone records.
The LDS Church says no, the government is not shutting down church-owned canneries as rumors continue to spread online. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Becky?
Amanda, the rumors spread quickly on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites saying the government was shutting down LDS canneries. But the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints responded with a post on their website saying it's not the case. The church is changing the operations at most of its home storage centers in the U.S. and Canada. The church says it's more cost-effective and safer to prepackage and ship the food in bulk to the centers rather than have people can the products themselves. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day policy meeting today, and Chairman Ben Bernanke will get a lot of attention when he speaks afterward. Investors are hoping he will end the confusion about the Fed's plan to stimulate the economy.
There is new hope for people who suffer from type 1 diabetes. Doctors at Boston Children's Hospital believe they have identified the root cause of the disease. That is good news for Libby Huntsman.
You can't, you know, say, you know what, I'm just going to go the whole day and just kind of do what I want. No, because you'll pay the consequences.
Boston Children's Hospital doctors say it may be years before their research will lead to new therapies, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
For the first time ever, the nation's main doctors group is classifying obesity as a disease. The American Medical Association says the move could encourage more insurance companies to cover treatments and possibly help stop the spread of type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News,
how graduates can better budget their lives after college. I'm Peter Seymour.
And we're going to head outside, get you a check on traffic. Looks like a car went over the right shoulder barrier southbound I-15 just before 4500 South. We'll have details coming up.
Almost every kid looks forward to summer. You probably remember a time with few worries and hardly a care in the world. Unfortunately, thousands of Utah children go without a good meal each day, especially with no school lunch programs available during the summer. It's one of the reasons this is the time of most need at Utah Food Bank. You can help. Take part in the annual Summer Business Food and Fund Drive, sponsored by Les Olson Company. Your business can host a web-based or traditional food drive now through August 31st, or raise money through your business for the food bank, as we are able to create $8 worth of goods and services for every $1 that is donated. It takes a lot of donations to feed the thousands of hungry families living throughout our state. Some donations find families right in your community. Others go to communities throughout Utah where there is great need. But every can counts. Go to utahfoodbank.org to see what your business can do. Together, we can help Utah kids enjoy summer worry-free.
In-depth information in your car.
This type of thing just makes me nuts.
And all night long.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:15.
A common sweetener used in candy could hold a key to treating Parkinson's disease. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
A wind-whipped wildfire is burning out of control just west of Prescott, Arizona. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated, but officials say the fire is burning away from populated areas.
Fortunately, I think the wind predominantly is going that way, so we might have dodged a bullet this time.
The fire exploded yesterday, burning 5,000 acres in a matter of hours.
A new study shows it will cost today's parents nearly $250,000 per child to raise them to the age of 17. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels explains.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says parents have increased per-child spending by more than $1,100 a year over the past 40 years. Brigham Young University personal finance professor Craig Israelson says people are spending money on experiences for their kids they erroneously believe will increase college prospects.
States can ignore the No Child Left Behind education law at least for one more year. One part of the law requires using student test results as an evaluation to keep or fire teachers. But 37 states have earned permission to delay that rule. Teacher unions are protesting linking student performance with teacher evaluations.
They may not have a lot of money with student loans and fresh expenses lingering, but new college graduates can still write spending plans for what little they've got.
Even a financial planner admits he doesn't like to budget.
Most of us, and I would put myself in there, are naturally inclined to bring in money, spend it.
But Deseret Mutual's Shane Stewart reminds newly grads that it's an essential part of life, but now they can use their smartphone skills to write spending plans with apps or do that online. They'll even shoot off text alerts.
If you're not staying within the parameters, well, you take that money from another category, not from credit or not from mom and dad. You take it from your categories.
Stewart tells graduates not to be afraid of changes in spending patterns. That's a part of life, too. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:09. Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. It's a nice start today, at least on North 15. No problems at all. Excellent speeds. We've got a looks like a car went over the right median or the right barrier on South 15, right up before the 4500 South exit. Got a couple of fire engines and highway patrol on the scene. Part of the right lane is blocked, but traffic is light enough that it hasn't caused a backup, and it's not blocking the exit ramp, Ricky.
Andy, for those coming in from the north, southbound on I-15, traffic is just sailing along from Ogden through Davis County. You'll start to see some areas in Davis County where traffic is starting to build, but overall, it's a very smooth ride. This time yesterday, we had that nasty accident on Legacy Parkway. Not this morning. All clear, and you're good to go. Over to the east, we have the final cleanup of the small accident in Parley's Canyon. It's westbound on I-80, there by Lamb's Canyon, but it's been over to the right shoulder. It's loaded on the tow truck. They're ready to pull away. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zion's Bank. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here. KSL with the center, sunny and breezy and not nearly as hot thanks to a front settling over northern Utah. Our highs today only in the low 80s. That's more than 15 degrees cooler than it was yesterday afternoon. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 76 downtown.
Boy, it's one of those things you almost don't want to talk about. This, the chance for fire danger is so intense right now. I mean, it's been so hot recently with the past, we were almost 100 degrees yesterday.
Right.
Kind of crazy. Down in Arizona, this fire, 5,000 acres in a matter of just 7 hours. The fire danger is pretty real. We're going to continue to follow that throughout the day, get you updates on traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And the 7-day forecast at 19 and 49 after each hour. Mondays, well, not Mondays, but mornings and afternoons, right here on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
We're back again at Replenish Landscape Garden Products at 4660 South 200 West. And Greg, we have talked about Replenish Compost, but it would be a shame if people didn't know all the other great products you have here.
We carry a great variety of products, both natural barks, the colored wood mulch, we have gravel, we have sand, we have two marvelous topsoil blends that are ready for planting in, and our business model has always been to find and carry the very best of these various materials.
One of the schools in my neighborhood actually has put in some of your great playground wood chips.
We carry the certified playground chip that is required by schools and daycare centers and sell thousands of yards of that a year.
Remember, Replenish Landscape Garden Products at 4660 South 200 West. You can buy it in bulk, you can pick it up by the bag, or have it delivered.
That's right, and we can also load your trucks and your trailers here in our yard in Murray.
Give Greg and Mike a call, 801-262-5142, or check them out online at replenishcompost.com. Remember, it's good stuff.
Real Salt Lake hosts Western Conference foe Seattle Sounders on Saturday, June 22nd at Rio Tinto Stadium. Presented by Maverick. Kick is set at 7:30 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5:30. Support your team as they battle for their second win against the Sounders this season. Visit RealSaltLake.com or call 801-727-2700 to get your tickets today.
Here's Alvarez, backdoor shot to goal! Robbie Finley finishes that one!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Join KSL News Radio for the Sugar House Fireworks Show, Thursday, July 4th at Sugar House Park. Get there early to reserve a great spot, then stay all day to enjoy live music, food, crafts, entertainment, and more. Make your Independence Day special with the best fireworks show in Salt Lake. To find out more, visit KSLNewsRadio.com. The Sugar House Fireworks Show, brought to you by Carl's Jr., Jamba Juice, KSL 5 TV, and KSL News Radio.
People don't like talking about. In fact, most people don't even like thinking about. And you know most people certainly don't want to hear about. It's just a heavy topic. It comes with a lot of difficulties, including... and... but just because you don't talk about the effects of doesn't mean that doesn't exist. And although many of us wish that would just go away, that isn't the case. Instead, it's time to face cancer. It's time to talk about cancer and how you have a better chance at beating it by getting cancer screenings. It's about catching it early and taking the time to get screened no matter what. Because catching cancer early can deliver better results in the end.
Get your recommended screenings for breast, colon, and other cancers to catch cancer early. A message from Intermountain Live Well. Intermountain Healthcare's Healthy Living Initiative. Visit intermountainlivewell.org.
Fink and McGregor, 264-9494.
More and more opportunities for women in the military, including combat roles, even in elite groups now. Rangers, the SEALs, and Marine Infantry. We'll get your opinion on that on the next Doug Wright Show here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Impeachment is the topic of the day as GOP lawmakers meet on Utah's Capitol Hill. One leader says a probe into John Swallow is highly likely. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Are the local stories we're following this hour. Police say the man accused of shooting his father-in-law at Mass inside an Ogden church confessed to the crime. Charles Ricky Jennings was formally charged yesterday.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Traffic on I-15 in good shape through Davis County and northbound through the Salt Lake Valley. A southbound crash at 45th South in Murray. partially blocking the right lane, but at the moment not causing any delay. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big temperature drop today thanks to a front. Sunshine breezy, but our highs only in the low 80s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 76 downtown.
Traffic at search engine websites other than Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft has increased in the past week, likely in reaction to the companies sharing data with the NSA spying program. But XI3 Corporation's David Politis says all search engines collect data.
They keep track of the data so they can make money, because it costs a lot of money to keep all the servers running and to provide all the internet connectivity to billions of people around the planet.
Polita says the increase at alternative sites may be a bit of an overreaction and will probably slow down.
I'm Amy Iverson with the browsers. You know that dusting powder on chewing gum? It's called mannitol, a sugar alcohol found in plants. Researchers from Tel Aviv University have found it could also block production of a Parkinson's-related protein. This study was with fruit flies. After ingesting mannitol for a month, this specific protein was reduced by 70%. It could be a good treatment combined with current Parkinson's medications because mannitol is already approved by the FDA. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
So the Taliban says it's ready to sit down for peace talks with Afghanistan and the U.S. Huh? We're going to go in depth on that in just a few minutes here on KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story, a claim from whistleblowers that TWA Flight 800 was brought down by a missile 17 years ago. These investigators say they were hushed up and that the NTSB declared the crash was caused by a gas leak. 230 people were killed off the coast of Long Island.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian, school children in Berlin greeting the President of the United States. It's a big day for the president. He'll stand before a symbol of the Cold War, the Brandenburg Gate, and offer to cut the U.S. nuclear arsenal by a third if Russia will do the same. The American Medical Association has voted to define obesity as a disease. Some doctors say it's a toothless declaration, but chomp on this. It'll make it easier to get insurance benefits. Dr. Louis Harani says, good.
Defining obesity as a disease will result in greater access to care. That is what we need in order for patients to get better.
The New York doctor claims obesity is caused by too many calories killing nerves in the brain. With a few simple words, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke could send the stock market soaring or sinking today. He'll reveal whether the Fed will continue to buy $85 billion worth of bonds every month. Now, you expect a hassle at the airport, but this? At Denver International, thousands of passengers were sent scrambling to basements and bathrooms by a tornado warning.
There were quite a few of us brought down there. Significant amount of security, watching all the doors and making sure everyone was seated and calm.
Flights were grounded till the danger passed. No damage, no injuries. They're down to 40 potential jurors at the George Zimmerman murder trial. It's been very slow going because almost everybody's heard of Trayvon Martin. And have you seen this new roller coaster they're proposing for the Vegas Strip? They're calling it the first ever pole coaster. It's like a spiral staircase, 650 feet, 65 stories tall. Mm. So tall, they need approval from the FAA. Planes will have to steer around it.
Oh.
That's,
No, no. I could never, not in a million years. You enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You pay for the right to
There's
do that.
There's no way. Never going to happen. Have a good time. So one of our top local stories is that the shooter in that Ogden shooting in the church confessed.
Yep.
That's what they're reporting.
Right after he was arrested.
And the victim is doing fair.
Yeah, isn't that good news?
That's the good news.
He's recovering out of the ICU.
More on that coming up on KSL.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now it's 6:19. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, it's a nice drive this morning. Traffic seemed a little lighter than usual for a while heading north on I-15. But it looks like it's back to its probably normal patterns for this early in the morning. South 15, we still have the right lane blocked just before you get to 4500 South because of a crash involving the, looks like a truck and the cement side barrier, but that hasn't caused any backups, Ricky.
Andy, for those traveling westbound I-80 coming from Parley Summit down to the valley, we're all clear once again from the earlier accident there at Lamb's Canyon. Now, the east belt has been in great shape all morning with really light traffic from Knutson's Corner up to the mouth of Parley's. Southbound I-15, traffic in Davis County starting to build in all the usual spots scattered from Clearfield up by the base down to Lagoon, then again between Parrish Lane to the Beck Street overpass. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now to check our 7-day forecast, and here's Grant Wayman.
All right, guys, we did have our hot day yesterday. It got into the high 90s, in fact, 98. But I tell you what, we've got a series of really pleasant days ahead starting today, thanks to a front. Sunny, breezy, and not nearly as hot. Our high is only around 80. Same thing tomorrow and on Friday, and even Saturday, highs in the low 80s and lots of sunshine. So our morning lows will be in the 50s here the next few mornings. Now, by Sunday, it gets warmer, sunny in upper 80s. Back to the upper 80s, a lot of clouds on Monday. And next Tuesday, it looks like it starts heating back up into the 90s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now downtown, we've got just a couple clouds up there and 76 degrees.
Are you exhausting your energy and still not fueling your normal or best? Educate, motivate, invigorate.
Save big with Utah Community Credit Union's summer loan sale with auto rates as low as 2.19% fixed APR. Lock in your auto rate now and use it anytime within the next 90 days. It's easy to lock in your 2.19% auto rate, but you must hurry. Visit uccu.com or call 801-223-8188 and say, lock my rate. That's 801-223-8188. UCCU. Inspiring smart decisions. Member NCUA.
Need a mortgage? Utah Community Credit Union offers the lowest mortgage rates and fees you'll find anywhere. We're talking basement floor low. In fact, we guarantee it or we'll give you $100. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7640 to get the lowest rates and fees on your mortgage guaranteed. That's 801-223-7640. UCCU, inspiring smart mortgage decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
Taliban is saying it is ready to sit down for direct peace talks with Afghanistan and the U.S.
But now Afghanistan's president is suspending talks with the U.S. because of how the Taliban deal was set up. We're joined live on the KSL Newsline by ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk in London. And Tom, sounds a little bit confusing here.
It is confusing, never easy, and you're absolutely right. When we're looking at political aspects of Afghanistan, it's always a little bit murky. There have been talks of these Taliban talks, so as you know, going back over a year now, and it looks like it's officially going to happen on Thursday in Qatar. It'll be the U.S., it'll be the Taliban starting it out, and as you said at the top, President Karzai isn't thrilled that the fact that he wants to be there at the very beginning, and the Taliban says, yes, we're willing to talk to you, you know, once the process gets rolling, but not at the very beginning. So basically, Karzai says because of that, the new security deal being hammered out between his government and Washington regarding, you know, how many U.S. bases there will be in Afghanistan after 2014, all that stuff's on hold, at least until the next few days, maybe weeks, until things calm down and he's incorporated into the process with the Taliban. Then we probably will see these talks on the U.S. security deal ramped up once again.
Is there any promise of protection of rights for women and girls, education, that kind of thing?
I think there's going to be some language to that effect. But again, when it comes to Afghanistan, will the deeds stand up to the words? That'll be something that we'll have to measure in the coming months and years. But again, kind of the track record of the Taliban in the past, not very good on that count.
Tom, I know a lot of people are probably questioning just even the fact here that the U.S. is willing to negotiate and sit down with the Taliban, whereas maybe, you know, 10 years ago, that was never even an option.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you look at this, and you can look at it from different angles. And many people said that there ultimately would have to be a political solution because you cannot win militarily in such a large country as Afghanistan. And you have to look at the example of the British involvement there, look at the involvement of the Soviet Union, et cetera, et cetera. But, 12 years down the road, after kicking the Taliban out, you're talking to the Taliban who, you know, a couple of years down the road will be calling all the shots again there. Think of how many lives were lost, coalition forces, civilians, how much money was thrown at this project. It raises a bunch of questions. There's going to be a lot of people doing analysis on this for a long time to come.
Who is it from is it Secretary of State Kerry who's meeting on our behalf?
You know, I think we're going to have probably lower-level officials at this earlier stage. But again, that process, it may be a very, very long and convoluted process because, as we found in the past, it's not going to be easy. And just as you know, a couple hours after this announcement yesterday came out, we had a couple of mortar shells going to Bagram Air Base, killing four American service personnel, Taliban claiming responsibility on that score. So, yes, nothing is going to be straightforward. It's going to be pretty muddy as we progress, hopefully, down this road of negotiation.
All right, Tom, thanks for your time this morning. That's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk joining us live on the KSL Newsline.
Hey, it's me, the regular dad. I ask guys like you a few questions, a kind of parenting test. So here goes. What is this sound? Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's the sound a young teenager makes when he's done something he regrets. Maybe he got caught up in peer pressure, tried a few drinks at a party, and the next morning, well, he makes this sound. Kind of a sad sound, isn't it? Hear the embarrassment, the reluctance, the pulling away? If you recognize it, then you know exactly what to do. Listen. It might take a long time. A drive together, or a walk that turns into a talk, and that turns into an arm around his shoulder that means you understand. I know, it's tough. Keep at it. You're doing great.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with FM 100.3, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
It's hot, and you think, whew, I'm turning the air conditioner down. Then you think, how much is that going to cost me? The internal struggle begins. Cost versus comfort. But now you can end the fight. With Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems, you enjoy ultimate comfort, even in difficult spaces, while dramatically reducing energy costs. Mitsubishi's EcoComfort technology lets you control each room individually, so you don't have to pay to cool areas you aren't using. These units also filter allergens, and there's no ductwork, so a contractor can install them in less than a day. Don't beat yourself up over energy costs. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Live better.
Hi, this is Adam with ABT Mechanical. Do you have a room or office that is always hot in the summer and cold in the winter? A Mitsubishi ductless split system would be a perfect solution. Call us today for your free estimate and visit our website at abtmechanical.com for more information. That's ABT Mechanical. Smaller company, smaller prices, big on quality.
They're getting public cell phone chargers. The Big Apple is teaming with AT&T to install 25 solar-powered charging stations in parks across the five boroughs.
There will be a new Hancock on U.S. currency. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is putting a new signature on all future notes because his old signature was too sloppy.
And the markets are mixed right now. Dow futures down 4, S&P is unchanged, and the NASDAQ up 4.5.
New claims from this TWA flight 800 that crashed 17 years ago claims that it was not an accident. Details coming up.
When you got to get to work or get home and traffic is stopped, it's an emergency.
You've got vehicles over to the left and right, turning I-15 into a parking lot.
Traffic every 10 minutes on the nines. And breaking updates for emergency traffic. Mornings and afternoons. On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And Ethan, Seriously Thursday, live this Thursday at Wild Mustang Grill in Orem from 7 to 10. Wild Mustang, barbecue meats and side saddle specialties right off I-15 at the University Parkway exit.
KSL News Time, 6:29. Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And Andy, how are we doing out there?
We are doing well, Brian. I-15 looking good, heading north. We got that southbound crash that they've still got part of the right lane blocked at 45th South. Hasn't been a delay yet. I don't anticipate, unless they block off some more lanes, that it'll slow you down at all. Ricky?
Any freeway traffic has been building southbound I-15 in parts of Davis County. However, we still have good speeds from Ogden through Davis into downtown. Legacy Parkway, Highway 89, both in good shape. Chairs, tables, linens, and tents are just the beginning of what Diamond Rental can do for your next event. Diamond's rental professionals will help make your party a huge success. DiamondRental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. It's a front that will make a difference. Yep, not nearly as hot today. Sunny and breezy, but our highs only in the lower 80s today, thanks to a cold front. That's some 16, 17 degrees cooler than yesterday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 6:30.
It is 77 degrees.
It's a delay-free drive, but not crash-free. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour is a developing story here on KSL News Radio. Word of a cover-up in the deadly crash of a jetliner.
Whistleblowers are claiming TWA Flight 800 did not crash because of a gas leak 17 years ago. Jeff Kaplan is live at the KSL National News Desk updating the story. Jeff?
Amanda, six investigators who worked the case 17 years ago say they were put under this gag order by the NTSB, told to keep quiet when the NTSB announced that a gas leak was the probable cause. ABC's Brian Ross broke the story this morning that these whistleblowers say it might have been terrorism.
Their theory, although unproven, is that a missile came near the plane and hit it or exploded near it shortly after it took off from Kennedy Airport and was heading to Paris.
A bright streak of light was seen by witnesses on the beach right before the jetliner exploded in midair back in 1996. 230 people were killed that fateful night. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Utah's embattled attorney general will be in the spotlight today at the state capitol. House Republicans will discuss whether to impeach John Swallow. He's denied any wrongdoing in a series of complaints and investigations, including bribery and misconduct accusations. And his personal attorneys have told lawmakers any impeachment proceedings would be unjustified and based on innuendo.
Granite school district leaders say they will not raise property taxes to fill a budget hole, but it does mean they'll have to cut more jobs. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Amanda, the Granite school district was already telling employees such as bus drivers and teachers aides they wouldn't be working more than 29 hours a week, so the district doesn't have to spend more providing health care under the new federal laws. But the district will still come up $500,000 short, so the board voted to cut administrators, secretaries, and other staff rather than raise property taxes. The number of people losing their jobs has not yet been decided. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The Jordan School District is facing a population crisis.
We're growing right now by 2,000 to 2,500 students a year, which equates to 2.5 elementary schools.
District spokesperson Sandy Riesgraf says they want to provide a quality education, but they have to have some place to put these children. That's why the district is mailing out cards inviting parents to take an online survey and give their opinions about how to handle the growth.
The Salt Lake City Council voted to pass an $8 million property tax increase to maintain city streets, parks, and the city's vehicle fleet. The mayor promised to veto the tax increase. It would add another $68 in taxes to a home valued to $250,000. But the council has enough votes they could override a veto.
Police say the man accused of shooting his father-in-law in an Ogden church has confessed. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams reports.
Police write in charging documents that after Ricky Jennings was arrested, he told them he pulled a gun from his front waistband and shot around at father-in-law Jim Evans' head. He says he thought he missed. Jennings also, according to the documents, admitted to pointing a gun at another man and stealing his car. At Jennings' arraignment, prosecutors had asked he be held without bail. It's been set at $105,000 cash only. Jennings is charged with attempted murder, two counts apiece of aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. He's also charged for possessing a firearm when he wasn't supposed to have one. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Three people in Ashton, Ohio are being accused of human trafficking by holding a mentally disabled woman and her child captive for more than 2 years.
This case is nothing less than a case of modern-day slavery.
The FBI claims they forced the woman to do manual labor by threatening her with pit bulls and a python.
A judge threw out a federal lawsuit filed by a Clinton couple who say they lost custody of their child because the father was black. The DCFS removed three children from the home after a caseworker witnessed the couple fighting over one of the kids. The judge in the case says federal court does not have jurisdiction over the state court's decision to remove the children from the home.
Orem police are warning about a new scam. Lieutenant Craig Martinez says people are advertising brand new iPhones.
It's not a phone at all. Looks exactly like an iPhone, feels like an iPhone, but it's not even a real phone. It won't even work. It doesn't even turn on. So it's a total piece of junk.
Officers say the fake phone comes in Apple-style packaging with a charger, accessories, and even authentic-looking earbuds. Investigators say if anyone tries to sell you an iPhone in a parking lot, say no and call police so they can put a stop to the scam.
Boy, what an epic game 6 in the NBA Finals last night. The Miami Heat staged a huge comeback in the fourth quarter to force overtime. Then they eked out a 103-100 win over San Antonio to avoid elimination. LeBron James had a triple-double with 32 points, 11 assists, 10 boards, and it sets up a winner-take-all in Game 7 tomorrow night.
The U.S. men's national soccer team has now all but locked up a spot in next year's World Cup tournament after last night's 1-0 win over Honduras at Rio Tinto Stadium. The Americans led the qualifying group by 5 points.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News, how do you know your teenager is in trouble?
Suddenly they withdraw. They're not doing the things they used to do that are fun.
No freeway delays, but crews are still working that crash southbound I-15 just prior to 4500 South.
Real Salt Lake hosts Western Conference foe Seattle Sounders on Saturday, June 22nd at Rio Tinto Stadium. Presented by Maverick. Kick is set at 7:30 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5:30. Support your team as they battle for their second win against the Sounders this season. Visit RealSaltLake.com or call 801-727-2700 to get your tickets today.
Here's Alvarez, backdoor shot to goal! Robbie Finley finishes that one!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Celebrate the Deer Valley Music Festival's 10th anniversary with the Utah Symphony and Opera. This year's festival kicks off with a bang, Saturday, June 29th, with Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, a celebration of all things patriotic. The performance includes music from West Side Story and The Music Man. Get your tickets today at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. Find out more and enter to win a pair of free tickets at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Ah, Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
Trusted voice of healthcare.
Something new under the sun. Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the Browsers. 1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 6:45, whistleblowers say a devastating air disaster was no accident.
The news is sponsored by the Utah Hospital Association, serving as the collective voice for Utah's community hospitals and health systems. KSL News Time is 6:38.
A new poll finds a majority of Americans, regardless of party affiliation, want to keep federal student loan interest rates from increasing, or they want them to go lower. Almost two-thirds support lowering rates to 0.75%, the same at which banks can borrow from the U.S. Treasury. The poll also found voters would be less likely to vote for a member of Congress who votes to increase the rate.
A new study finds that housing discrimination still exists on a wide scale. The U.S. Department of Housing considers the next frontier of the civil rights fight is discrimination against gays and lesbians. The Fair Housing Act prohibits landlords from barring racial minorities from renting, but offers no protection for the LGBT community.
We hear it often after a teenager commits a horrible crime. We had no idea he would do something like this. But counselors say there are signs that could be a warning of potentially violent behavior. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
These signs are similar in what you might see from someone who's addicted to drugs. They may have sudden mood changes and might suddenly withdraw from things they used to love doing. And every teen flips out from time to time. Counselors say that's normal, but if their rage seems constant or if they constantly need to get even with someone, that's a sign that your teen might need professional counseling.
Counselors say also if a teenager needs to always be pushing someone's buttons to make them angry, it could be a precursor to violent behavior.
A tiny hymn book believed to be the first book ever printed in the United States is going up for auction. Selby Kiffer of Sotheby's Auction says it was printed in 1640.
It's a translation of the Psalms done here in America in Massachusetts Bay by the Puritans so they could have their own church service. It was really a religious Declaration of Independence.
There are only 11 surviving copies of the Bay Psalm book. Kiffer says this one is in near perfect condition and could sell for as much as $30 million. KSL News Time 6:39. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Well, we still have that crash being cleaned up southbound 15 right at 45th South. Looks like a couple of the fire engines are gone. All lanes are now open. No delays. North 15 looking good as well through Utah County up over Point of the Mountain and throughout the Salt Lake Valley. Ricky?
We've had a good drive coming in from Davis County southbound I-15. Despite some patches of busy traffic, even if you find yourself where it's a little crowded, you're still running at very good speeds from Clearfield and Roy up by the base all the way into North Salt Lake on the descent into downtown. Over to the east, problem-free, nice and quiet, I-215 and I-80 westbound from the mouth of Parley's over to I-15. Come see Sony's new 4K TVs at RC Willie 2300 South 3rd West in Salt Lake on Saturday from noon to 6. The first 25 people will get two free movie tickets. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here in the KSL Weather Center. How about a day like yesterday, but we take off about 15 degrees? Well, that's what we get thanks to a cold front, sunny and breezy. But this time, our high's only in the lower 80s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, downtown, we've got 77 degrees.
Coming up in just a few minutes on KSL, I can't wait to hear the details from Brian Ross. He broke this story just over an hour ago.
Yeah.
That TWA Flight 800, this flight of 17 years ago that crashed off Long Island and killed all those people.
250 people, I think.
There were people who, within the FBI, who covered up the real reason for the flight going down.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear this report. It's coming up in just a few minutes on Utah's Morning News.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
It's the end of the furnace season, and the AC season hasn't started yet. So what do I do to keep my A-plus rated, clean-cut, drug-tested background check technicians who won't leave a mess busy at Whipple Service Champions? I know. I'll give away iPads and Grand America Hotel getaways. That makes sense. Buy either a high-efficiency furnace or a central air system at low end-of-season prices and take your pick of either an iPad 2 or a sweet Grand America two-night getaway. If you get both a new furnace and an AC, I'll give you both a new iPad and a Grand America getaway. Plus, I'll drop the price an additional $2,000. Yeah, that's what I'll do. For your local 67-year-old friendly family business, Whipple Service Champions, call 444-FAST. You'll get our red carpet rolling, shoe cover wearing technicians, and our great service and the best guarantees. Big prizes and $2,000 off new heating and air conditioning systems. Call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Being home to award-winning companies is what makes Clearfield City special. Companies like Futura Industries, a world-class manufacturer of custom aluminum extrusions. Turning raw aluminum into thousands of different components is what Futura Industries does best. Products that you may use every day in your home and workplace, from the automotive, flooring, and home improvement industries to components of solar products, custom workstations, and fitness equipment. Voted one of Utah's best places to work and one of Utah's most admired companies, Futura Industries takes care of their people, their greatest asset, and their people take pride in their work, translating into products that are a cut above in quality and customer satisfaction. Impressive manufacturers, a top-notch city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious city parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth and for our local economy. Now you know why the slogan "We've Got It Made" is true. Award-winning companies, award-winning people. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Now is the time.
At Tim Daly Infinity, now is the time to get out of that boring Econo box and into the highest rated sports sedan in its class. Not just any sports sedan, but the incredible 2013 Infiniti G37X all-wheel drive sedan.
Including G's with navigation, sports package.
And of course, all Infinitis come standard with leather heated seats,
Bluetooth,
full stereo,
backup cameras, and more.
World-class reliability.
Plus, unmatched acceleration and handling according to leading consumer magazines.
The Infiniti G37 has 328 horsepower, coupled to a 7-speed automatic transmission for impressive fuel economy.
But that's not the big story.
Right now, you can lease a new G37 sedan for $289 per month.
Yes, only $289.
With only 10% down or $399.
With nothing out of pocket. Yes, nothing out of pocket.
You heard right. Only $289 per month for a world-class performance sedan.
Don't wait.
Selection goes fast.
10% down at only $4,295 plus tax and license. Lease is 24 months, 10K miles per year. No security deposit required. Not everyone will qualify. We have several in stock at this payment. See us on the web at timdalyinfinity.com or 4594 South State in Murray.
Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Hair, the more you know, you want a Honda.
Can you believe the prospect of building 29 schools in one single school district in a relatively short period of time with a price tag just under $1 billion? That's facing the Jordan District, and we'll talk about it on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, Utah House Republicans have the state's attorney general at the top of the agenda today. They'll meet starting at 11:30 to talk about the possibility of impeaching John Swallow.
Other local stories we're following. A woman charged with stealing over $1,000 from the Girl Scouts has been sent to prison for up to 5 years. Kayla Long pleaded guilty to driving around a Walmart parking lot and then working with an accomplice to steal the money from the Scouts table.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Traffic looking good. Both directions of I-15. No issues so far this morning. The earlier crash at 45th South has been cleaned up, so you're looking good everywhere. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big change with temperature today. Not nearly as hot thanks to a front. Breezy, sunny, but highs only in the lower 80s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, sunny and 77 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama will offer to cut the U.S. nuclear arsenal by a third to 1,000 warheads if Russia will do the same. He'll speak in front of one of Berlin's Brandenburg Gate, one of the enduring symbols of the Cold War.
KSL Politics now, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
Members of Congress are now rolling out a two-pronged effort in response to the NSA leaks. First, more are calling Snowden a traitor. Second, they're starting to go public with their defense of the program. Here's Senator Klobuchar.
The American people are going to have to step back a little and look at the facts here. It appears from what we know so far that the NSA for American citizens was not looking at the content of these phone calls. They were not even looking at the identity of who was making the phone calls. They were simply getting a humongous database and then with court permission would go in and check certain numbers to see if they match the calls that were being made.
By the way, the NSA director held a briefing Thursday for the full U.S. Senate to discuss the surveillance programs. Fewer than half the senators showed up. The rest headed home to get an early start on a long weekend. I'm Ethan Miller, KSL News Radio.
New details this morning in the crash of TWA Flight 800 from New York to Paris just off Long Island 17 years ago.
ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross reports there is new evidence this morning to suggest the government covered up what really happened.
The official cause of the explosion was determined to be a faulty fuel tank, not terrorism. But in a new documentary about to be made public, these former investigators claim the FBI and others covered up what really happened, and their theory, although unproven, is that a missile came near the plane and hit it or exploded near it shortly after it took off from Kennedy Airport and was heading to Paris. This theory had been thoroughly rebutted following the investigation, but the former investigators, including a senior investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board named Hank Hughes, alleges the FBI doctored the evidence. This is some of what he's saying in that documentary.
There's a lot of search boats.
One witness described a big fireball with pieces coming off.
And the hangar had been disturbed at night. They set up video surveillance in my hangar and found that three FBI agents from another office had entered the hangar for purposes unknown in the wee hours of the morning.
And that is what he has to say about it, claiming what apparently would have to be one of the largest cover-ups in the history of this country involving the FBI and every other major agency to hide the fact that a missile hit this plane.
We both have been covering this story since it happened, tragically killing all those people. And there have long been rumors around that there was some sort of flash in the sky, a missile seen in the sky. And now we have not only those two accident investigators, the chief medical examiner, the senior medical forensics examiner. It sounds like they've got a pretty decent cadre of people with reputations.
Well, they have appealed to the families, many of whom were never satisfied with the explanation, a kind of mundane explanation that it was a mechanical flaw, not a missile. But a lot of that has been disproved, having covered this very closely. And originally, I myself thought this must have been some act of terrorism. Mm-hmm. I think it was not, is my own view. But this new information certainly will lead to a controversy being reignited and claims that will have to be addressed by the government.
The NTSB, by the way, has only reopened a case one other time, and that was back in 1968. And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 6:49. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's go back to the KSL Traffic Center, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Thanks, Brian. I'm watching a nice drive thus far. I-15 beginning to fill in as you get on I-15 right now at 90th South. It's going to be pretty heavy up through the South Interchange. Crash on the southbound side of I-15 near 45th South. Still a few vehicles over to the right shoulder, but they're no longer blocking that right lane, and it never really caused a backup because there's a lot less traffic on the southbound side. Ricky?
Andy, for those traveling southbound on I-15, we have had some patches where traffic gets a little busy, but overall, it's been a nice, smooth commute. You've had good speeds and no real issues as you're making your way from Clearfield all the way to 6 North downtown over to the east. Pretty quiet on I-215's east belt going from Knutson's Corner up to the mouth of Parley's downtown city streets, also in good shape. The new Draper Tracks line will open on August 18th. Test trains are running. Please keep an eye out and avoid distractions like texting near rails. For more safety tips, visit RideUTA.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look now at the KSL 7-day forecast.
All right, guys, I'm calling it a treat thanks to Mother Nature and a cold front settling over northern Utah today. Not nearly as hot as yesterday's 98. Today, we're only around 80 and mostly sunny, breezy, but really pleasant weather. And the next couple of days look just as nice. Morning lows in the 50s and highs only around 80 with sunshine for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, upper 80s and mostly sunny. A lot of clouds on Monday and temperatures into the high 80s, back into the 90s by next Tuesday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 77 downtown.
Hey, if you're looking for a new career, whether you're currently between jobs or just need an upgrade, listen up. Zero Res is hiring two new cleaning technicians. Their business is growing like crazy, and in order to properly care for their new customers, they need some hardworking and ambitious new employees to come on board and learn the right way to clean carpet. Zero Res technicians are part of a professional, well-trained team that takes pride in their work and the success of their company. The pay is fantastic, averaging between $20 to $30 an hour, and so is the work environment. Management opportunities are available for successful technicians who are qualified and hardworking. Scott, the general manager, says there are also opportunities to manage other Zero Res franchises across the nation. He's looking for people who want to grow and make life better for themselves and their families. Any questions? Hurry and call Scott to submit an application and set up an interview at 801-2880. That's 2880. Or send your resume to scott@zeroRes.com. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, Zero Res.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, You feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And the news at this hour is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. UCCU has auto loan rates as low as 2.19. Visit uccu.com.
If you're just joining us this morning, House Republicans are going to gather in about 4.5 hours. They're going to talk John Swallow impeachment. Yep, the Attorney General. House Majority Leader says right now it looks like a possibility. It could very easily happen. Also, another story we're following. The LDS Church is basically trying to quash rumors that the feds were shutting down its canneries down in Utah County.
I wonder where those rumors came from.
Yeah, how did that even come about?
To the point that they need to make a statement
right,
saying
where they
no.
They have to come out and say, nope.
The canneries are staying open.
Everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, two stories we're following. We'll have details in about 5 minutes right here on KSL.
We watch Money News at 25 and 55 past each hour. 260 million Americans are traveling on structurally deficient bridges every day. The Federal Highway Administration says it will cost at least $76 billion to repair those structures.
Mayors in 18 cities are trying to limit food stamp subsidies. With the American Medical Association declaring obesity as a disease now, many mayors want to restrict people using their food stamps to buy sugary drinks.
Starbucks and Taco Bell are going healthy. How's that possible?
Okay.
The two food chains announced new menus to lure calorie-concerned consumers.
There you go. Maybe that's how. Hmm. All right. Here's we're watching your money at this moment in the Dow pre-markets. Right now, the Dow futures are down 6 points. The NASDAQ futures up 4. And the S&P futures right now are even.
And we'll take another look at your morning commute coming up.
Real Salt Lake hosts Western Conference foe Seattle Sounders on Saturday, June 22nd at Rio Tinto Stadium. Presented by Maverick. Kick is set at 7:30 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5:30. Support your team as they battle for their second win against the Sounders this season. Visit RealSaltLake.com or call 801-727-2700 to get your tickets today.
Here's Alvarez. Backdoor shot to goal! Robbie Finley finishes that one.
I will be the difference. Will you?
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes and are also experts in business and personal finance issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
KSL.com.
KSL News Time is 6:59. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what are you looking at now, Andy?
Well, I'm watching a pretty good drive on North 15. It's about what you'd expect coming up on 7 o'clock in the morning. So some heavy traffic getting on the freeway at 106th, and then some near the south interchange. None to see in Utah County. Both directions running fine through there. Ricky?
Andy, we're also seeing a good drive coming in from the north. Southbounders on I-15, no delays from Ogden through Davis into downtown. But traffic has been a little busy. It's starting to break apart between Hill Air Force Base to Lagoon. Still seeing busy patches of traffic from there in Farmington down to the Beck Street overpass. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The wind's going to continue today. We've still got a lot of sunshine out there, but a lot cooler. 83 as opposed to close to 100 that we hit yesterday. Tonight, clear and cool, low 52. Tomorrow, 80 degrees with more sunshine.
Coming up in about 45 minutes on Utah's Morning News, Brian and I will be speaking with the Utah Speaker of the House, Becky Lockhart. She'll be joining us live on Utah's Morning News.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake.